Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 14. Though I myself have reason for such confidence, if someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Paul is talking about what Ashley read, the 12 suggestions, which is what a lot of people consider them to be, not the 12 commandments of God, but the 12 suggestions. And that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is that we don't look at what God has to say in the Bible as commands or as laws. For some reason, we seem to have this idea that a law is a suggestion. The speed limit, which is a law, depending where you're at. Starting out here on the East Coast, it's 55, maybe 65. Then you get to the Midwest and it's 70 or 75. Then you go farther west and it's 85 or 90. And I've been in all of those speed limits, every single one of them. And I guarantee you, if you drive what is the law, you really better stay in the right lane, because you're going to get run over if you don't. It's taken to be a suggestion, and that's become the mentality of our world. Laws are important as long as we agree with them. If we don't agree with them, we don't have to follow them. That's ridiculous. Why even make laws then? And I think sometimes that's what people want. They just want to be able to do whatever they want to do. And as Christians, we do not have that opportunity. We are not Christians because we are in charge. We are Christians because we believe that God is in charge. And that we believe that he has given us commandments and laws, and that are what we are to live by. The problem is, we also come to the realization that we're not good at following laws. I know I'm not. I never have been. I'm not good at direction. I just don't like to be told what to do. It's my personality. It's sort of the way I've always lived my life. I've paid for it at times in life. In boot camp, I got to do lots of extra exercises. Got into a little trouble in the military, nothing big. But I think it's our personality as humans. We want to be in charge. We want to be the ones who decide. But God has given us these laws. And Paul says, as far as following the laws, hey, I'm the best. I have done everything that God has required me to do. I think the only place that Paul failed was ego. Because he had a big ego. He thought that he was doing everything perfect. He was following all the laws and all of the regulations, and even to the point that if somebody didn't do things the way he thought they should do, he went after them, had them arrested and thrown into jail. Men, women, children, Paul didn't care. If they weren't doing what he thought they should be doing, he had them thrown into jail. That was Paul. That was how intent he was on being the absolute best he could be in following the law. And then Paul realized something. And that is, if you fail in the law in one little tiny place, you fail the entire law. It'd be like in our country if you cross the road outside of the crosswalk. I know none of you ever do that. That you would be thrown directly into prison because you have failed in the entire law. Or if you went 56 miles an hour instead of 55, they would be waiting for you, take you right out of your car and to the nearest prison. That's what we're facing as Christians when it comes to following the law of God. We're not capable of doing everything correctly. And Paul says that's the joy of being a follower of God, because we're no longer under the law, we're under grace. God's forgiveness, God's mercy to us, even though we don't deserve it, we haven't earned it, God gives it to us freely if we will just agree to follow him. Paul says, everything that I've worked for, all of the good that I thought I was accomplishing, all of the right decisions that I've made in my life are nothing but garbage, trash, something to be thrown away because they haven't given me anything. All of those nights of studying, all of those days of doing the things that I should do, all of those days of chasing those people around who I thought weren't doing things right and throwing them into prison, it's worthless. And the reality that Paul came to is, by himself, though he had everything going for him, by himself, he could accomplish nothing. He was a nobody in God's eyes, according to the law. But according to God's grace, he was somebody. And that's what we need to understand about God. You can't do enough to be important to God. But also, you can't do enough to not be important to God. No matter what you've done in your life, No matter what struggles you have, no matter what bad decisions you've made, no matter where you've been or what you've done, God's grace washes all of that away. And in God's grace, we can all stand in the presence of God and we can gain access to God. On our own, we have nothing. In God, we have everything. That's what Paul's talking about. Now, most of you have probably been in church your whole life. I know I started going to church before I can remember. I remember at 8 years old going home with my mom and talking about the church service. At 8 years old, telling my mom, I don't want to go back to that church anymore. The pastor had preached a sermon from Time magazine. Never even opened the Bible. This was, of course, in the early 70s. Oh, actually, it would have been the late 60s. It would have been about 1970. And I said, I don't want to go there anymore. So we went to another church. I guess my mom probably agreed with me. I'm not sure she was going to take my opinion on everything. Well, I know she didn't take my opinion on everything. So we went to a different church. We went to somewhere else where God's grace was taught, where God's word was preached on a daily basis, but even more, where the people lived out their life. We went to a little church that every 4 years got new pastors, about every 4 years, because every 4 years the pastor would go into the mission field somewhere in the world. I've known missionaries in so many different countries just because that little church believed that when you became a follower of Jesus Christ and you lived in the grace of God, then you truly lived it. And you went out and did the work of God wherever God sent you. Not because of what it was going to earn you, but because of God's grace that He had given you. Because of what you had lost in all that you had, and what you had gained in all that God had given you. That's the joy of being a follower of Jesus Christ. It's coming to understand that everything we bring to the table is garbage. But when we get to the table, it's filled with everything good and wonderful that God has given us. He gives us the ability to do the things that He has for us to do. He gives us gifts and graces through the Holy Spirit which He's given us so that we might be the church of God. So that the people of the world may come to know who God is. Because God wants us to live in His grace. One of the commandments that God gives us is that we are to continue to remember His last meal with His disciples before His crucifixion. We call it Holy Communion. And in remembering, to remember what He gave up that we may have all of the gain. And today we're going to join with churches around the world as we celebrate together the grace of God in what He gave us in Jesus Christ. Amen.